It's a sunny Sunday morning in Eagle Rock. Cars zip by on the 2 freeway, but here in the Macy's parking lot, it's spacious, quiet, and nearly empty as class starts up. Shireen Hulagala's here for her second time.
When I first came, I was terrified. I was sweating, actually, the first class when I got here. But there's nothing to be afraid of. And especially the method they use where you can keep your feet down, it kind of, you know, it takes away the anxiety.
Cycle keeps the class small. 5 students is about average. But today, there are just 3. Dan Daybeck, Cycle's director, estimates that in the 3 years he's been teaching the class, he's taught 175 to 200 adults how to ride.
I think that a lot of people have tried riding bikes or they've had experiences maybe as children or as adults, and sometimes those experiences weren't positive. And those are things that people carry with them into the class, and that's a big hurdle that we try to overcome in the class. How do you get over some of that baggage?
As a child, I tried and failed because my brothers would put me at the top of a hill and watch me fly down. So I kind of gave up on the idea for 40 years. It's always been on my list, though.
The class moves in tiny steps. After putting on their helmets and sitting on their saddles, instructor Julia Lippi-Klein has the students start by scooting the bikes around the parking lot with both feet on the ground.
With each exercise today, they're building on each other, ultimately to get you riding. And we're really not, you don't have any pedals on your bikes right now. They're either folded in or taken off. And so what we're gonna do is called walking glides. So you're actually just
unlike kids, Daybeck says adults tend to overthink things. But riding a bike doesn't happen in your head. It's about motor skills. Daybeck and Klein's challenge is to get students doing more feeling than thinking so they can commit the process to muscle memory. In today's class, everyone seems to be doing okay until it's time to turn.
How are you doing? How was the last exercise, this exam?
I hate it. I just hate it. Yeah, I don't know. I just have a thing about zigzags. I don't want to ever turn. I want to go straight. It's difficult.
You think about the pedals on the bicycle as the face of a clock. So if the pedal is at the very top, that's about 12 o'clock. And if you start off in the power position, this 1 o'clock position, and you push all the way down, that's going to give you the boost and the momentum that you're going to need to get the other pedal and start pedaling.
Catching that second pedal is really where the rubber meets the road in bike riding. And when the 2 short hours are over, some students are close but just short of success. No one feels daunted, though. They're all looking forward to the day they know they'll be on a bike.
I just want to ride on Venice Beach. I mean, that's like my big thing right now. I just want to ride along the beach. And I'm not in a rush. I don't know why. I'm the most impatient person on earth. But this thing, I'm not in a rush. I just feel I'll get it, and when I do, I'll ride.
Cycle's Learn to Ride class for adults costs $30 or $40 with bike rental, but fee waivers are available. For more information, go to kpcc.org/offramp. For Off Ramp, I'm LJ Williamson, 89.3 KPCC.